Thank you very much for the introduction. Being from Chicago and not in Chicago, I don't use the term killing very much often. I've become culturally sensitive to certain terms. When I do presentations, I no longer have bullets on my presentation either. So I've learned a lot since I've left Chicago. But what I'm actually, thank you again. I'm glad to be a part of this presentation, and for me, it's an excellent opportunity to either reintroduce or introduce to this group the National Institute of Nursing Research. How many of you are actually familiar with the National Institute of Nursing Research? Okay, that's a little better than I was expecting. So that means it's working. We're getting the word out with our mission and what we do. We're one of the younger institutes there. Next year, we will be celebrating our 25th year of existence. And we have all types of grand plans and celebrations that we want to involve each and every one of you in. Okay, and this is my disclosure. I have absolutely no race relationships to disclose. Okay, now we're going to zoom through these. Nursing science. It builds on the scientific foundation for clinical practice, prevents disease and disabilities, and manages and eliminates symptoms caused by illnesses, and enhances the end-of-life palliative care. The mission is to advance nursing science by promoting and improving the health of individuals, families, communities, populations through basic and clinical research and research training. One of the unique features with the National Institute of Nursing Research is that we are not disease-specific, we are not organ-specific, we are not lifespan in terms of a specific time in the lifespan specific. So when you call a program director at NINR, quite a bit of your research may actually fit in, and that's one of the things that we want to encourage. Many people do. When you think about submitting an application, think about NINR because your research may fit. I'm going to go over quickly some of the strategies that we use to advance nursing science, integrating biology and behavior, designing and using new technologies, developing new tools, and these are culturally sensitive tools, and preparing the next generation of nurse scientists. Areas of special interest, again, technologies, genetic and nanotechnologies, end of life, HIV, age, aging, chronic and complex disease, methods, measures, and designs. NINR strategic plan areas, health promotion, disease prevention, emphasis on biomarkers to assess disease risk, the methods, measures, as I mentioned earlier, and interventions. We like to consider ourselves one of the places that you should come to if you're really interested in doing some behavioral interventions. In terms of health disparities, which is part of my portfolio, we want to identify, as was mentioned earlier, identify disparities, the barriers to good health and risk and protective factors, and develop and test interventions. Again, I'll mention that. Develop and test interventions. Quality of life is one of the areas that we're really interested in, self-management, symptoms management, and caregiving. Some of the ways that we do this in INR actually does fund centers. We fund P20, P30, P01. P01 is not really a center, but because it's so difficult to explain to people what a P01 is versus the other centers, we just say it's a center also. I don't have enough time to explain the differences between a PO1 and a center, so I just add it in there with my centers. The traditional research grants, NINR uses many of the same mechanisms that are older and larger institutes and centers, the R01s, the R03, R15, 21, and I included the R41 through 44, the SBIR and STTR, since I am the coordinator for NINR, I have to throw a plug in for myself. Those are the small business awards. Key requirements for R01s, you have to have some pilot work. The more pilot work, the better. For new investigators, NIH has actually put a emphasis on getting new investigators to the R01 level of research funding quicker. So the emphasis on the amount of pilot work is actually not as great as it is for senior investigators. The application should address all the core criteria and must tie together the theory to analysis. That's requirements for the R01. Some other grants, the R03, we use the R03 award, which is a very small dollar amount, and NINR does not allow senior investigators to compete for R03s anymore. When I originally arrived in 2005, senior investigators could compete right along with the junior investigators, and I didn't think that was a fair fight. And eventually, the people that tell me where to go and what to do sided with me, and we no longer allow senior investigators to compete for R03s. But what we want with our junior investigators to clearly state in that application that this is going to lead to an R01. The R15, the Academic Research Enhancement Award, NINR uses, it's only eligible to colleges and universities, and there's a specific dollar amount. You can't be a research-intensive institution to be eligible for a R15. The R21, I think, is one of the most misunderstood mechanisms. I love the R21, but the R21 is supposed to be for very innovative, cutting-edge research, and not to develop pilot data for an R01. So we have quite a bit of discussions with applicants after their peer reviews of the R21s if they have not contacted us up front. As was mentioned earlier, the diversity supplements, NINR does offer supplements for underrepresented minorities, and this is anywhere from a high school student can be placed on a award through a junior investigator. Pathway to Independence, the K99-ROO, one of the innovative awards left by Dr. Zahuni. NINR does use the K99-ROO to provide 5 years of support in two phases. The phase one is 1 to 2 years of mentored support. The phase two provides up to 3 years of independent support. Individuals that apply for these particular awards cannot be on a tenure, you cannot have a tenure track position when you apply for this award. This award is actually meant to accelerate your pace to an R01 and to gain a tenure track position, because when you walk in the door, you actually have money with you and you can negotiate a little better with this particular award. Some of the current funding opportunity announcements that NINR has either joined or initiated. We currently have, this is one that NINR actually initiated, Health Promotion Among Racial and Ethnic Minority Men, is offered the R01 and R21 levels. The PA announcements are there, and I'll be here afterwards if you want to ask me any questions about any of these specifically. Here's another R01 that's actually quite new, just released in September, the Health Disparities in NIDDK Diseases. We had to get over the title, but the purpose was outstanding, and we joined. Community Participation Research Targeting Medically Underserved in R01 and R21. Understanding and Promoting Health Literacy is offered both as an R01 and R21, NINR is on. It's another one, Reducing Health Disparities Among Minority and Underserved Children, R01, R21. Health Disparities Research. Now what I'm gonna do, probably just as quickly as I went through some of the other things, is give you an opportunity, kind of a flavor of some of the research that NINR currently funds. Has everybody seen this new great tool, the NIH Reporter? I'm sure many of you are probably familiar with CRISP. This has replaced CRISP. And you can go into this from the NIH website. And I could give you the URL, but if you actually just go to Google and type in NIH Reporter, it's going to take you right there. But what you can do is you can go in and validate pull up any of the grant applications or the funded applications for Health and Human Services, including NIH and NINR. And right now, NINR currently has 114 active projects that we're funding that is coded as health disparities research. And I'm going to give you just a brief overview of some of the ones. This is one of the small ones, the RO3, looking at race-related stressors in preterm birth in African-American women. Here's another RO3 looking at factors affecting OCD and health disparities at the U.S.-Mexican border. Here's an F31, a training grant. We do, as many of the other institutes and centers, provide training. One of the things that I didn't mention that I want to mention now is that the F31 and the T's are the only mechanisms that you actually have to be either a nurse or affiliated with a school of nursing. So the training, the F31s, not the F32s or our K's, but our F31s are for nursing students only. And this is an F31 looking at predictors of cardiovascular health promotion in Mexican American women. A K23, which is a kind of a mid-career mentored award, decreasing health-related stigma in adults with sickle cell disease, career development award. And R21, a Telenova intervention to increase Mexican-American elder care use, home care use. Another R21, telephone counseling to manage GnRH agonist symptoms clusters in Black men with prostate cancer, and RO1, one of our newly awarded RO1s, reducing urban women's HIV risk, and they're using a soap opera videos on video capable cell phones to deliver interventions. Quite interesting. Another recently awarded RO1, the African American Non-Resident Fatherhood Program. Real interesting intervention. Another RO1, the effects of nursing on NICU patient outcomes. And another one, Families in Action, Educated in Changing Communities. And as I mentioned earlier, all of this information is actually on the website. You can go to NIH/NINR, or just Google NIH/NINR, and it'll come up. It'll take you directly to our page, and you can take a look at what our current funding opportunities are. You can take a look at our current awards through the NIH reporter, and I will be here at the end to answer any questions you may have. I just